Gee, what a weekend of racing. Rose Hill looks absolutely brilliant. We've got the Coolmore Classic, the Ajax, the Farlap, the Magic Knight, Pengo Pengo, Morris McCartan, Sky High. It is chock-a-block with great races. Paul Joyce, can you find the winners for us?
Yes, hello, Sean. Off to Rose Hill for Coolmore Classic Day on Saturday. And let's just start by saying I think this is the toughest quaddie we've had to pick in as long as we've been doing these podcast quaddies. And there's a couple of reasons for that. Some very open races, but the biggest sticking point at the moment, recording this on Thursday morning, is the forecast. Now, the forecast is tipping somewhere between 60 and 80 mils of rain to fall on Thursday. Now, if that comes, we've got a heavy track come Saturday with showers predicted right through the weekend. And that's what I've done the form for, a genuine heavy track. If the forecast is wrong, which they can be, these tips will probably be a long way off the mark. But anyway, the first leg of this body is the Sky High Stakes. I'm going numbers 1, 3, 8 and 2. One on top, Patrick Erin. This is a very open race, as the market would suggest. But Patrick Erin has got some genuine weight for age form this time in. First up in the Apollo, ran fourth behind Winks and Happy Clapper. And then finished down the track in the Chipping Norton, but was always out the back there. And I think third up, out to the 2,000 on a wet track, you'll see this Group 1 winner who won the Metropolitan last campaign, right back at his best. So number 1 on top of number 3, Red Cardinal, who won on a soft 7 first up in the Parramatta Cup. Comes out of that race really well at the weights here, I think, and he's got to be a major player again. Number 8 we'll put in for third. That is Gallic Chieftain. I really like the way he got through the line in the Blaney first up. Getting out the 2,000 wet track suits him. And number 2, Age of Fire. He's a real wet tracker. And even though he's not that well-weighted coming through the Parramatta Cup, I think he'll lead from barrier 1 and give you a great sight. So we'll go 1, 3, 8 and 2 in the Sky High Stakes. The second leg, the Coolmore Classic for the mares. Now, this is always an open field, no different this year. In fact, I can tell you out of the four quaddie legs, there isn't one horse even less than $4 with tab fixed odds. So that's how open the quaddie is this week. Coolmore numbers 8, 11, 5, 17, 20 and 2. We won't cover them for too long, but number 8 goes on top, Noir. I think she's good value. She's got heavy track form. She's had the two runs back to get her ready for this, and a third up stats is when she usually peaks. So I think the big danger is obviously I Am Serious, number 11. I think the wet track makes her even the harder horse to beat than she would have been on top of the ground. But her first up run, the Millie Fox, was the eye catcher of the race, and she's got a slightly sticky gait, but that mightn't be a problem on a genuine heavy track and James McDonald to do the riding. Number 5 goes in for third, Oregon's Day. Now, she ran second in this race last year, only just beaten. She hasn't got any heavy track experience, which is the query, but I've gone through a soft track form. She's had two goes on soft and handled it quite well. Number 17 goes in next. We'll just find the page there. That is Jamaican Rain. Now, she's hard in the market, mainly due to the expected conditions. She's undefeated on heavy tracks. She's the obvious leader here. She's coming off a huge win in the Mannerism. So I can see why punters are falling into her. Then with the other two numbers for the quaddie, numbers 20 and 2. 20 is Moss Trip. She'll love the condition. She'll sit back off what looks a hot speed. And number 2, Dixie Blossoms. I think she was the unlucky runner in this race last year, and she's certainly adept on all conditions. 8, 11, 5, 17, 20 and 2 for the second leg of the very difficult quaddie. The Ajax Stakes, the third leg, numbers 11, 3, 4, 9 here. I'm going with number 11 on top, Seaway. He's got the ability to take up a spot. I can't see a lot of pace in this race. He's got terrific soft track form. He was second in a Queensland Guineas on a heavy track. So we'll go with him on top. To beat the 350 Stars, who comes here undefeated on soft and heavy tracks, and he's had four goes on them. So he's a real mudlark, gets the right conditions. Big win in the Blaney, first up off a little break. Number 4, Widgie Turf. Paddy Payne trains, loves soft or heavy tracks, and never really runs a bad race. So he has to go into the quaddie. And we'll also add number 9 into the mix here. Fierce Impact, who caught my eye at a recent trial. He's only had one run on a soft track and produced a victory. So 11, 3, 4 and 9 in the Ajax. And in the lucky last, the benchmark 78 over 1,900. An open race to close as well. I've gone 13, 2, 3, 12 and 14. Again, quick summaries. 13, Angel of Truth. I think he's good odds. He's running the Provincial Championship qualifier at Hawkesbury. Was terrific. He made good late ground. He's jumping from 14 to 1,900, but he's 2 from 2 on soft tracks, and I think he'll run the trip right out. Number 2, Desert Path. Outstanding run at Randwick last start, over 2,000 behind Goathland. We just haven't seen him on soft or heavy tracks even with his overseas form. So he's hard to line up on a heavy track, as is the three Supernova. His first run in Australia was a real eye-catcher behind Sondalon. You'd think this was the perfect race, but he's never been on a soft or heavy track overseas either. Then we'll look at number 12, going into the quaddie. Fun fact, he has got some soft track form, and I thought he was terrific on the Kensington track last time out. And number 14, Frankly Awesome. She could be the one that really improves here, this daughter of Frankel, getting up in trip and finding a soft track. So 13, 2, 3, 12 and 14 in the last leg. As I said, those tips are done for a genuine heavy track, which if the weather forecast is correct, that's what we'll have. And at this stage, look, there's 480 combinations. So I've gone way over budget, $24 to only get 5% of the dividend. Because that sort of day, that sort of quaddie, not one horse under $4 in any of the quaddie legs. So terrific day's racing, but it looks a tough one. Looking forward to it, Sean.